Wee Willie Bill Sims, who is in Puerto Rico now, but you've been down there for the last 4 years is what you told me, but that isn't your native homeland, is it?
No, I really consider myself from New Mexico. I'm a New Mexico guy, basically.
Over the years, I think you were probably, as I look back at between you and maybe Larry Wakefield, were probably the two longest employed people by Ken and Misha and later Pat Meenan. You started in what year?
I think it was 61. It was Ken and Misha who hired me. Actually, honestly, Misha hired me because she didn't want to do traffic anymore. This was an idea that Steve Harris, Steve Brumell had, which was to get her off of having to do the logs, the programming logs. So I was hired to come in the afternoon and do the logs, the program logs, and I would then go to dinner and come back and do what we, and then called Night Train, a show that actually Steve Brumell had brought from Albuquerque. We had a similar show down there. So that was my beginning. But I did that for about a year, and then they went to Boulder, Misha, Ken and Misha and Steve went to Boulder. Sid King became the manager. And I was missing Albuquerque, and I wanted to go back to Albuquerque, and so I did for about a year. I was gone for a year, and Pat bought the station and wanted me back as program director of all things. I'm a crazy man. And so after a year of absence, I came back in, I think, about 63 and was there for 6 years until 69. Well, wonderful group. Gee whiz, thanks, guys. I really, really enjoyed this. I want to just say God bless Pat Meenan. You know, brought me back as program director, and 2 years later, at the age of 24, he let me be the general manager of a radio station. I will forever be in Pat's debt. It went on to buying my own stations, in fact, a total of 15 of them over some 50 years in radio. It all started with Pat Meenan. God bless Pat.